The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Everyone, the Canada Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is January the 26th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. And just before we do that, we're going to get into our regular, what we have to the business that's at hand. And everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members about the network, please, so that the network can grow and do what it's designed to do and be the best benefit it can possibly be to the people that are within our community and those that affect our community. So, also, if you're able to make monetary donations, please do that also, because that will assist the network and support the network so that it can remain viable and viable and in place for you and everyone else to enjoy, to actually interact with, and to grow from. So please make monetary donations and also donate your time or your professional experience or any professional services that you have that would be beneficial to the network. Please contact the network to help out and do all that we can so that we don't lose this network, because it's such a valuable thing that we have, and we don't want to lose it. We only want it to grow and to fulfill its design purpose, and also provide you with the best opportunity to nurture you into the person that you're supposed to be. Okay, everyone, also go to Canada Radio Show on Facebook and check us out there. And there on Canada Radio Show on Facebook, you can, it's T-H-A-N-D-O, that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. You can find us there, and while you're there, definitely give us a like. Check out some of the articles that we posted there. And I don't post a lot of the mainstream is talking about, because that's being thoroughly covered, and there are other things that are going on that we are not aware of, that we need to be aware of. And so that's what we try to do here at Canada Radio Show. Bring you some of the things that's going on in the geopolitical world. Bring you some of the things that you need to prepare for. The economic, military, and the geopolitical scene. So very, very important that you check out our page and like some of the articles that are there. So before we jump into the articles, there are some small businesses that are looking for your support, and there is one called Uncle Fats. It's a great seasoning, all natural seasoning by a small black company, small black business, and you can reach them at getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. The stuff is absolutely great. I wouldn't say that it's a rugged. It's all natural. It has the ingredients that your body needs, some of the minerals that are necessary for the body, so you want to definitely have all natural and the best form of food that's going into your body, especially in today's world with the advent of everything else. So contact Uncle Fats and order some of their seasoning, and it's very reasonably priced, and you can reach them at G-E-T, that's a capital G-E-T, capital U-N-C-L-E, capital F-A-T-S at gmail.com. Great, great stuff. So check that out. Okay, now, let's take a look at some of the articles that we have posted inside of Panda Radio Show for the beginning of news of the day. So the first story that we have comes from the Washington Post.com, and it is more babies are born with organs outside of their bodies, and experts have no idea why. We're right. Well, this is an article you should know, and all of us, everyone should know about this because of some of the things that are adversely affecting our young people and our babies before they're born in our wives, daughters, and girlfriends and mates that we have that are pregnant. We have to take care of our women that bear our children, and we have to be able to take care of our children even before they are born. And this article is something that you should check out and share and know. And one of the things that I definitely know is part of this thing is because of the radiation that is polluting the atmosphere, the radiation poisoning that is going on and continues to spew from Japan, which is never talked about in mainstream media at all. Why? Because they don't want to. We're not directed to because it's overall a part of the agenda. This is what happens with radiation poisoning. Some of the things you start to see anomalies throughout birth with birth defects, and radiation poisoning also starts to affect the body and the immune system, and it has mutations of all different types and forms. And this is going on in the Pacific Ocean food chain that's going to extend into all of the other food chains without the ocean is only going to continue to pollute it. So this, in my opinion, has something to directly to do with that. So check out that article, share it with your friends and family, and definitely with our women so that their body can be, you know, as healthy, especially in their childbearing years. And if they are pregnant, make sure that before you even think about getting pregnant, to make sure you have a detoxing routine in place before, and also get with a doctor that can help you in the advent of the radiation poisoning that is going on throughout the world, and get with a real doctor. I would definitely stay away from the traditional doctors because they don't know anything. So get with one that does. And you can research and find those individuals. They are out there. Also, next article comes from BATR.org. Excuse me, one second. I had to turn my heat down. And this is the School of Iowa's Presidents. Really good article. Check that one out. Just gives you a little outline of some of the CIA-involved presidential. Well, pretty much all of them, every single one of them has had some form of relationship within those agencies as well as actors and everything. It's very funny, when the Mexican drug lord was caught, he was down there with some well-known American actor just shortly before through contact and everything else. One thing you never knew, you gotta know what's going on in the world, I tell you. The actors, a lot of celebrities are involved in that agency. So check out that article, pretty good to get to your general information. Next one comes from SputnikNews.com. And this article from SputnikNews.com is all about the new alliance that's being established. And I call it the New Age NATO. Same thing, different names. And this is the new world paradigm. Russia, Iran, and China make a strong team. That is the new the new age NATO that's being established. And the old former one is being dismantled as we speak. And you need to know why that's so important to you, because you have benefited from a standard of living here in this country because of the one that's in existence now. And they're going to dismantle it and ostracize and paint you and the cultures that are here as being the part of the problem and the root of the economic collapse, geopolitical instability and the overall fraud that ubiquitous fraud that's rampant through pretty much all of the institutional entities that we have globally. So, and we're going to be right through each other, but it's not. The main thing is that we're looking at this all wrong. We're looking at this from a standpoint of nationalism, and it's really all about human enslavement. So, check out the article, really good one. Next, we have from Russia Insider, and it says, with oil plunging to near $20, one third of the U.S. industry is facing bankruptcy. This is a good article that you want to check out. You need to know and be ahead of this before it adversely affects you. Excuse me. Before it adversely affects you. So, check out that article. Very good one. Next we have, this one comes from thedailybell.com. Bamboozled of bank runs as world goes cashless. This is very, very important. This is something that we're going to talk about in today's show. Definitely. This is very, very important. And it's so important. Let's check it out real quick before we start this show. Well, let's go through the others, and then we're going to come back to this one specifically. Next we have just another one that's similar. It's from theexaminer.com. Every bank runs could be Northern Rock signal of global financial meltdown. And it's talking about the bank, Italian bank runs that are happening in Italy as we speak, that we've talked about for a long time. We told you when Italy first started having its bank runs, it was not being covered anywhere, and it still isn't being covered in mainstream media and very scarcely in the alternative media. But here at Tando Radio Show, he told you about this 4 months ago, and actually 5 months ago that it really kicked off. But we've been talking about it since we started Tando Radio Show, because it really was starting then and working its way up. So this is, it continues to manifest itself and spread until it's going to succumb, is going to have the EU's economy succumb to it. This is unavoidable, it's going to happen, it's unfolding, it's happening now. So we need to know this and prepare accordingly. Make your way and prepare accordingly to what's happening. Next we have from TimelyHerald.com. Walmart Canada introduces 5 cent charge for plastic bags. They're going to charge people 5 cents for plastic bags. And there's a reason why they're going to be charging them. Well, this is really outrageous, but you've been seeing this, you know, for the past couple of years. They've been having people buying their own bags and so on, but they're going to charge. This is because Canada's economy and Canada's currency is totally crashing. They have to charge for everything. They're probably going to charge for admission into the stores at some point. Even for you just to walk into the store, they're going to probably start to charge you an admission to get into the store, which is not uncommon. It's called a membership to the stores. So this is definitely unfolding in a way that you should be aware of and know what's really happening, because these are the things that adversely affect you, the everyday person. Next, we have another good one. It comes from naturalnews.com, and it says, brain dead California government, Fukushima radiation is saying that aloe vera may give you cancer. Crazy, 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 crazy. California. Everywhere. So, check out that article. You need to know that there is no such thing as any form of safe radiation. They like to push that and propagate that throughout. Radiation is not good for the body. It is actually completely harmful to the body because of the poison that it produces and the heavy metals that are deposited into the body. So, And those heavy metals, you can't get out. Some of them have a half shelf life of over 200, 300,000 years, meaning the potency of it will not diminish for 100 to 200,000 years, but it only diminish by half. And then another 200 years after that, it would diminish by half of the half. It's ridiculous what's going on, but this is the age in which we live in and the things that we need to know. So Glen Grove, California government, Fukushima radiation is safe. Well, go, for the whole California government, go over to Fukushima, put your face at the Fukushima plants, go inside of there and clean it up without any respirators. You'll do us all a favor. Next, we have today's show. Today's show is going to be the current wars waged against man and womankind and how to live. There's an active war that's being waged against us. We need to talk about it. I would love to have that conversation with you and get your opinions on what is the wars that are being waged against us. What are you noticing? What are you doing about it? And when did you start to notice it? And like I said, what are some of the things that you're doing about it? And why is it important? We'd love to have that conversation with you today on Canada Radio Show, so definitely give us a call in on the show. 601-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound and hit star 61, and I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. But there's another article that I wanted to, oops, I missed one. Let's go back. Now, this is a really good article. And the commentary that I wrote on this is, Europe is in a real community crisis, which will cause the desired collapse. And this is the dead end. And what this is over in right now, because of the migrant, the refugee migration that is going on throughout Europe and in certain parts of Europe, and especially in Germany and in France and in different portions of Europe, the migration of the refugees is totally destabilizing the economy, totally destabilizing the culture, the way of life, the resources, and this is a design plan. And you know it's design, and we talked about this on the very first day that this happened, that I looked at this and we looked at this, and my man Scotty, we all said it at the exact same time. This is a Trojan horse. And now you're starting to see the advent of that Trojan horse start to spread itself everywhere and destabilizing Europe, which is very important in order to start World War III or to expand the global war that we are already expanding. In C-SPAN, we had the senator from Tennessee that went on and talked about the Military Authorization Use of Force Act that McConnell had introduced into Congress the weekend before the big blizzard that hit over last weekend. And that was an expansion of the Wills Act, where the president can, which is their all figureheads, where the president can just wage war on demand without going through the normal legal process of going through Congress. Let me tell you something. The whole system is fraudulent. The whole system is not completely followed correctly. There is no spirit of the law there. It is nothing more than the advent of the controlling powers. They consider themselves immune from the law, but they will write laws until the blue of the face for you to follow, until you can't move at all, because that is the overall reason for the laws. They try to trick you with some things that make you think, yeah, we need a law on that. But see, these people understand that once you start to introduce the law to people and have immunity for people to be immune to the law, then they realize and they know that they're in control and it's nothing more than human enslavement. And that's what laws are. So check out this video that's here. You can actually see where some of the refugees are lining up, or the displaced people from, you know, Syria and other places that were told to make a migration towards Europe. And it's so funny, they even got there, but then all of a sudden they were dropped there. There's no infrastructure, no anything for them, because that was the intention. The very same people that create the laws or write the laws and are complaining about this stuff right now are the ones that put them there in the first place. It's so funny how the trains are running, then all of a sudden the train stopped. We had the infrastructure to get the people on the train, to get them out of Syria, and get them out of the destabilized countries in the Middle East, and get them over to Europe, and then all of a sudden not have anywhere for them to go. They had enough of the infrastructure to get them there because they had the infrastructure to make them want to create. And this is going to start the demise of Europe, which is going to expand the global war and expand the economic crisis to a collapse that will extend its factor here. And guess what? The Trojan horse will be in full effect here also in various forms. It won't just be by people coming in as refugees. It will be a multi-pronged attack against you, against our culture, against the overall establishment of which you've known in the past to be known as the United States of America. These are the things that you need to be aware of when no one else is really talking about them or preparing you for them, because they're too busy doing what's popular, and they're too busy doing what's easy, and they're too busy doing what pays. And that is continuing to skew the propaganda of control of the people. So this is going to be today's show, but check out that video. It came from, who did this video come from? This video came from RT. So check out that video, a really good one. And you can see the very same, like I always like to say, to create the conflict that turns into a crisis, then once it turns into a crisis, it puts the common people on their knees, begging them, the people that created it, for a solution. Can't be mad at them, can only be mad at us for being foolishly naive. There's no other way to put it. To put it in other terms, but I will just leave it there in a polite way. Foolishly naive. So now, in which we all have been, because we've been schooled that way. But now, let's go back to an article from the Daily Bell. Let me pull this article up real quick. And it says bamboozlement. As bank runs, as world goes cashless. This is critical. It is. Okay, now this comes from the Daily Bell staff. Norway's biggest bank, DNB, calls for the end of cash. Could Oslo become Europe's first cashless capital? Norway's largest bank has called for the country to go to a totally cashless over fears of illegal activities. Excuse me, sorry about that. UK independence via Times of India. Here we go. Dominant social themes. Let's focus on the bank runs while we build our cashless society. Free market analyst headlines are not shying away from Italy's banking insolvency, which is forecasted to overtake all of Europe sooner or later, and then, like Superman, go beyond. Anytime the mainstream media focuses on an issue with some directness, we know it is something that the globalists want mentioned. Very true. Let me say that again. Let me say this, what this article just said. Anytime the mainstream media focuses on issues with some directness, we know it is something that the globalists want mentioned. In this case, we want to keep us fearful, afraid, as we go to bed starving and shivering in the dark. That is very likely we are looking at. Let me pull this down. Dual means here. Both events seem to have arrived at once. More from the Times. DNB, which is Norway's largest bank, has said 60% of Norwegian cash outage is out of government control and is being used to laundering schemes and black market deals. That's an astounding statement, and who knows how accurate it is. In any event, it surely includes such activities as gambling, prostitution, drug purchases. In other words, activities that the state declares to be criminal, even though they are, in a sense, victimless and dictated by human nature. And I would add to that the same activities that the governments themselves are into organized crime. Let me tell you something about organized crime. Organized crime is not the mafia. Organized crime is the organization of the government, plain and simple. They want you to think that organized crime is based in some scaly gangsters developing foolproof methods of criminal activity. No, it's actually sanctioned by the government. That's why it's organized. So now let's keep continuing to go. We've already covered the ascension of cashless memos here. A recent post at the end of the American Jews arrived at much the same conclusion we did. In the Beast System Arise, the largest bank in Norway calls for the elimination of cash. The author Michael Snyder pointed out that they are selling this as a way to crack down on criminals' money laundering, but in the end, the truth is that they want to be able to force everyone into a society to use the banks and to be able to collect fees on almost every transaction. And there's a reason why that's important. And I'll tell you why in a minute, after this. He adds, it is an agenda that is being driven by greed, but it could also open the door for grand tyranny. Importantly, he writes, in addition, we would be absolutely not escaping from the bank bail-ins that are coming in Europe. If there is no way to pull your money out of the system, there would be no way to avoid the kind of theft that has now been institutionalized by European authorities. And what does he mean by institutionalized? Remember what, in the beginning of the year, there were five banks that the European Union was going to take to court because they did not invoke the bank bail-in rules by January 1st, 2016. One of those countries was Poland. So now, let's continue in the article. The article reminds us that on January the 1st, 2016, a new bail-in system went into effect in Europe based on the Cyprus bail-ins. Now, the exact same principles that were used in Cyprus are going to apply to all of Europe. In Cyprus, troubled banks remove funds from anyone who carried it. Accounts over 100,000 euros. But wait, we're going to stop there. That's not true. It went far beyond 100,000 euros. It went down to 10,000 euros. And then they actually would not allow people, they had capital control where people couldn't get access to their cash. And when they could get access to it, they could only take out a certain amount which had been predetermined by the bank. And they told them it would only last for a week, for a couple of days. No, it was only going to last for the weekend, but it ended up lasting for a year, for 14 months. For 14 months, and still today, it's still in effect in Cyprus, but it's not as reported, and it's not as widespread as it was initially. But it's still going on. Okay, so the article continues. This is where bank runs and the cashless society converge from a promotional standpoint. The bank runs gives the banking elite the justification to further bankrupt the middle class. It is the middle class that the elites are always at war with. The current banking insolvencies, are stemming from the astonishment of cash in the price of oil that may end up at US $20 a barrel, according to some insiders. Today, the oil is shipped in are worth more than the barrel itself. If you lean towards conspiracy theory, you can adopt the opinion that the elites are trying to bankrupt Russia while relies heavily on oil sales. If you are economically minded, you can claim that the oil glut is the result of the Chinese economic demise, which is economy is in freefall. China simply doesn't need so much oil, and the excess is pushing the price down. But it isn't so. The war against the middle class is as old as urban society itself. It was probably waged in Sumeria, in Babylon, and then in Rome. And now, thanks to technology, is being taken to a new higher level. Cash transactions of more than 2,500 euros have already been banned in Spain. Say that again. Cash transactions of more than 2,500 euros have already been banned in Spain. And France and England have both banned all cash transactions of more than 100 euros. Let me tell you something. France right now is still under martial law as we speak. All of this stuff is coming to play, and here in this country and in our communities, we're not paying attention to this. And because we're not paying attention to it, this is going to fall on us like a ton of bricks. And we're going to be crying and wondering, what happened? Why did they let this happen? Who did this? And I know who it is, these people. And by that time, you are so thoroughly emotionally worn out, you won't know which way is up or how to respond to it because you didn't see it coming. The key to preparing for something and to know what to do before it comes is to have some form of anticipation where you can see it coming before it happens. Failure to anticipate can be crucially disastrous. So now, the article continues. Little by little, cash is being eradicated. And what we have seen so far is just the beginning. $417 billion cashless transactions were conducted in 2014. And the final numbers for 2015 is projected to be much higher. Of course, the epicenter of the transactions to a cashless society continues to be in Northern Europe. Denmark intends to entirely eradicate cash by the year 2030. And the transition to a cashless society in Sweden is now almost complete. Do you know that 95% of all retail stores in Switzerland are cashless? And did you know that the government of Denmark has stated a goal of eradicating cash by 2030? Over the next months, we will be likely be bombarded with statements about the fragility of the banking system worldwide, but it is the progress of the cashless society that you want to keep your eyes on. Elites treat the price of oil like a yo-yo, seemingly moving it up and down as they want. For instance, Obama just conveniently concluded a treaty with Iran that would allow Iran to sell oil on the open market, lots of oil, and so the glut expands. The real prize is the justification the latest crisis offers to building a cashless society. This is so true. Now, let me tell you something. I am not a big believer in cash for saving. I do believe that cash does have value, and the value that cash has, you need to use, because cash allows you to remain anonymous, and it also has some form of intrinsic value for exchanging things, where you can get something without being marked or being known that you have it. They want to totally eliminate that. But see, this is the thing. First, before they can eliminate cash to have the effect that they wanted, they had to first have it and institute it so to get you addicted to it. So that's the only medium of exchange that you've ever known, that you ever worked under. Because what is happening here is that they're going to completely take away from you your ability to be economically solvent. So
Dave.
In the free. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Dave, man, you need to just repeat everything you just said, but like you see the commercials, the Apple Pay, where you just pay with your cell phone, you know, I use electronic means. I mean, it's like if you get rid of cash, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's whatever somebody, how many zeros somebody put in a computer, you know, and who's going to be controlling that? What, the Federal Reserve? So are we talking about, huh? No, go ahead, Dave.
No, because I just went out on you, Scotty, because you were saying something. But finish what you were saying, because I missed that last part.
I was talking about if it becomes a cashless society, which I agree they are pushing towards that, at least that's what the corporations is pushing. And the state, like, you know, I had child support that was owed to me. And it had built up over the years because I didn't even know, you know, that because I wasn't sweating the absent parent for any money. You know what I'm saying? So all of a sudden I get this letter saying, you know, I got about, what, 6 G's, you know, in this account. And I said, well, just send me a check. And they forced me with a debit card on me, man. They forced the debit card on me. You know what I did? I went to the ATM and just took out that whole $6,000 in 2 days, you know, because I was thinking from the point, though, of every time I use that card, you charging me fees. So I'm going to decrease the amount of fees by just taking it all out in big chunks. And now I got cash. But they, you know, they forced it on me. They are trying to force. And then what I'm saying is you want to talk about counterfeit currency, then it just simply becomes a matter of who controls the computer that's, you know, holding the database and, you know, who could just put in as many zeros, you know what I'm saying? No gold whatsoever. Right. Again, this goes back to Gaddafi, why they killed Gaddafi. So, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly, Scotty. Man, the points you made were so right on, spot on, because the thing about the when they go to electronic, this is why Bitcoin and all that other stuff is just another expansion of a cashless society. Because one of the things that cash does provide you is that it provides you where you can remain anonymous. You can remain anonymous, and not only that, you can dictate without being charged for something that it minimizes, in a way, exaction. But through an electronic base, they know everything that you're buying. They know everything that you're doing. They know exactly where you are at all times. There is no way that you can get around their fees and their system. And most of all, you can never get around their control. See, this was a genius plan that they had in place. But see, the thing is that this was a genius plan because it's nothing new. They actually did this with our people in ancient times, but they erased those histories, that time in their history, so we wouldn't be able to follow it. This is nothing new. This is what they've been practicing for years. But they practice it in segments depending on where the population is, what events and what tools that they need to use to control people. And this is, as Scotty just said, it's so true. They're pushing everyone towards this. But if you know how to respond to this push, there are other things that you can do. It is so important. And Scotty was actually right. Take it all out at one time and then move it around, because that minimizes their ability to tax you. And there is no such thing as taxation anymore. It's purely exaction. E-X-A-C-T-I-O-N. Taking what is not owed or due. When a governmental official or a person under a color of authority is taking what is not owed or what is not due, that's what an exaction is. Listen, this is going to be a great show today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. So much on this is so important. We had our first members class right now. students right now. We had our first numbers class last night. It was a great, great class. The first start was great. If you'd like to get in on that, I'll tell you about it on the other side of the commercial break. Very important. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation about this, we'd love to talk to you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. You're listening to the Jando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rain, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening and joining us today. And if you like to have, if you have any questions or comments about what we were talking about so far, definitely jump in. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61 to let me know. And I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Looking forward to talking to you. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So important. Just before we went to a commercial break, we were talking about the 4th March. It's the only march that works. The only march that works. The 4th March. Because you have to understand something. A march is a military operation. So many of us have been doing marches of all kinds at the behest of entities that aren't even military organizations. And they want you to engage in a military operation without any real objective. This is why all of it fails. But when they go into the marches of their thing, it's because there is a military component to it. It's the conquering and controlling of and enslaving of the people. That's the only thing a march works for, when it has a military component and military operations that are it's being used to engage in. So the next time that someone tells you you're going to go on the march, you ask them, what's the military objective then? That's what a march is all about. And if they don't have a military objective, don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy, and don't engage in that type of nonsense, because it's propagated by the agenda instead of being about the overall means to what it is your goals are. So, we're talking about a cashless society, the march towards to further enslave the everyday person. And that is going on so much now. And if you look at it from, like Scotty, my man Scotty said, from the smartphones to all forms of payment. I mean, I use it also. But, see, I use it and I understand what it's all about, but I use it as an end to a means to something. The smartphones, the electronic devices, the credit cards, every other form other than having tangible cash in your hand.
I mean, you can, Brother Dave.
Tangible cash has some benefits, and you have to know what those benefits are. If you try to overextend the benefits of cash, you are actually falling back into their control.
Yeah, Brother Dave, I mean, we have to use what's out there right now. And that's why y'all be telling people mm-hmm. to get prepared for cause it could collapse, you know what I'm saying? Or what people say,
right.
The grid go down, so you need to be prepared. But, I mean, most people, man, they use, you got to have a bank card. You know, it is a matter of convenience,
right.
But at least with their banking card, credit card or debit card, you pull cash out. You know what I'm saying? Just limit your trip to the
mm-hmm.
ATM.
Oh, yeah.
And get out what you need, you know, for the day. And so you have, the masses kind of force, you know, to use those things. But like I said, when they didn't send me their cashier's check, I just went to the ATM. Okay, it's going to cost me $1, you know, to hit you up like 4 times or however many times if I'm being charged 25%, 25 cent per withdrawal. You know, well, if I just use that and then they get to hold that money, which, you know what I'm saying, is then allowing them to lend it to somebody else. You see what I'm saying? I know how these people do, man,
yep.
with their financial system.
Yep.
And what that's why they don't want run on the banks. Because, you know, they have, man, when you really think about it, man, it is nothing but credit, man. It's no real wealth.
Yep.
None.
Right, Scotty. That's exactly it. It's real wealth. And yes, everyone is on their system. The key is to learn how to use their system. Everyone needs to use cash for what it should be used for and not try to overextend themselves in cash. Because they got us so addicted to their system, their cash system, what happens is this, is that we develop a false sense of security with it, and we develop a false sense of understanding economic measures with it. And then we start to save in it, and that's where they get us. A bank run only can happen if someone has something in the bank. That's the key. See, what they do is they get us on these systems, they introduce us to it through school and through our parents' education, and then through the reinforcing it through society. We get paid in cash. We get paid in, you know, from here, direct deposit and everything else. And I will always say this, and the people that took the membership class last night, they understand exactly what I'm saying. A wage of a king is gold. A wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. A wage of a slave is debt. They pay everyone that I know, and most of us here know, a slave's wage. They pay us in debt. Like Scotty said, it's credit. It's no real wealth. It's a facade of wealth because that's exactly what it is. Now, the key with cash is that you have to know how to apply it. Yes, you use it to buy your goods. Yes, you do it to maintain your standard of living. Yes, you do it to have an emergency, you know, use some of it in case of emergency, but you never save in it because if you do, they have you right where they want you. They have you exactly right where they want you. Once again, a bank run can never happen to people that understand that. Because if they decide to close the banks, the people that have their cash in the bank, they'll be willing to lose what they were going to. See, I only keep in the bank what I'm willing for them to steal. And just to give you guys a clue, what do I mean by that? I only keep in there what's in there for the bills that I have. I don't save in cash. Never have. Well, I did, but I never have since I found out what this was all about. And I strategically placed myself to get out of that. Does that change my ability and my necessity to use cash? No, not at all. But I use cash and never extend it beyond what its capabilities are. That's the key. And, you know, and last night, for everyone. We had our first memberships class, and it went off really great. A lot of people learned a lot of stuff. I got a lot of messages from people afterwards, and this is what we're teaching inside of that class. So important. The different things that you need to know and how to strategically play it. And cash is very, very important in this whole thing. How to use cash effectively and efficiently. Because they want to, and what they're going to do is now that they've got everybody addicted to cash, and how do you know that you got people addicted to it? It's the exact same addiction that you someone would have to drugs, to sugar, to junk food, or to anything else in excess, alcohol, anything. They never have enough, and their whole life is dependent upon that, and they have to get their fix. They develop an insatiable appetite. I know, and you know, so many people that sit back with a very prideful spirit because they have a lot of cash in the bank. And not even knowing that their pridefulness is their ignorance. Not because they are, evil people, it's just because they don't know. They've been actually taught a facade. They've been taught the game of where they are limited to play. They are not taught how to manipulate the game. They're just taught to be a player in the game. They're not taught to manipulate the game or to establish the rules of the game. So they pridefully sit back and think that they are cool because they have this cash. And you can also see that when people lose all of their cash, a lot of people lose their minds and they commit suicide because they were addicted to it. It's a psychological effect that they have on people that they institute since our very introduction into society. One of the first things that we are taught is to be economic slaves. So there is a correct way to use cash. Yet you have any economist, a Keynesian economist, an Australian economist, would agree with what I'm saying more than a Keynesian. A Keynesian would be totally the opposite. But I will tell you this, that Keynesian is the one that is going to steal everything that you have because they already have. They already have. They just didn't tell you about it because just like Scotty said, they could put any amount of numbers on your banking statement. Because they do is digitally created. It's a facade. They created it because since they created it, they can control it and they can patent it. And they don't have to let you in on the patent. So, very, very important. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, hit star 61. So, they're moving toward the cashless society because when they move towards a cashless society, they can control your everyday movement. That's what they're after. They already have, control of, a lot of people's movement. But see, this is the thing, is that they understand, they take a cyclical approach to these things. Based off of population and based off of the intelligence and the harmonic energy of people, when people start to move in a direction away from their system, it gets them nervous. And when that happens, this is when they start to bring in wars, collapses of economies, destabilization, and they do it selectively throughout the world, in different parts of the world, to keep the world basically in chaos and in confusion. But they will have havens, so-called safe havens, where people think that there is peace and stability. But there is no peace or no stability because they created the whole system. So if one part of it's unstable and ripe with violence and war, then the whole system is, because they're using it just like a puppet on a string. It will dance to the tune. It will dance to the tune if they will play. So what they do is they realize where they are. This is why they have their consensus. This is why they have all of this information on people. This is why they have to have social security numbers on people. They have to have identifying markers of the people, and then the institutions to control and push out the propaganda of psychological warfare and to control the people. And then once the people start moving in the energy away from that, just the smallest step away from it can totally destabilize everything. Let me tell you how powerful your free will is. And don't ever forget this. The strength of your free will. Your free will is so strong, not even the great creator God Almighty can go against it. What makes you think that they can? And they know this, and you don't. And they're banking on you not knowing it. Because if we did know it, we wouldn't want freedom. If we did know that how we can execute our free will with outside the confines of any other man in a total autonomous state, having complete sovereignty, then we wouldn't want freedom. Why wouldn't you want freedom? Because you would ensure that you have it by the decisions that you make daily. Now, this is no pie in the sky utopia. That's what it is to the civilized mind that has only known captivity. If you only know one thing, that's okay. The key is to learn something else so that you won't continue to do the same thing that you did when you were 10 years old. And then by the time you get 30 years old, you just wasted 30 years of your life. We must think anew. We must think anew. So, in thinking anew, we have to know what the game is so that we can see the power that we have. Your free will is so powerful, not even the great creator God Almighty can go against it. Nor can they. And they know that. So what they have to do is devise ways to trick you from realizing who you really are and realizing what your harmonic frequencies, when you start to dictate them in a self-determining direction, the possibilities that you have. So today's show, excuse me, 1 second. I'm so sorry. Today's show is going to be about the three stages of war. I actually have four stages of war, but it was a great article from the Activist Post. I want to post it inside of Tando Radio Show. The three wars being waged on humanity offer a full picture of the end game. So we're going to take a look at this article and see the relevance to it. But I firmly believe that it goes hand in hand with the article we just read about the cashless society. It goes hand in hand with that article and the control of your free will. That's really what it's all about. So I'm going to post this article inside of Tando Radio Show for those of you that would like to check out this article or maybe share it or just to refamiliarize yourself with it. It will be posted there. And if you would like to get on the conversation and love to hear from me, give us a call at 641 at any time, 715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and then hit *61. Okay, so now, here's the article. Pull this down. Really, can we summarize the times we live in so clear and concise that if you don't know already, if you don't know already and don't see what is going on and understand what is happening globally, after reading this article, anyone who wasn't sure at first that is paying attention to development shouldn't have any trouble seeing the endgame agenda at play. As I said many times in the past, humanity is being fifth. Scientists call survival of the fittest. Technically move this down. I describe it as a process of mental and consciousness-related natural selection. The same way that scientists describe natural selection is the same way this consciousness and awareness natural selection works. The scientist natural selective states that it is a process that results from the adaptation of organisms to its environment by means of selective reproducing change in a genotype or a genetic constitution. And so in natural selection, those variations in the genotype that increase an organism's chance of survival and populations are preserved and multiplied from generation to generation at the expense of less advantageous ones. Evolution often occurs as a consequence of this process. Natural selection may arise from differences in survival and fertility, in the rate of development and mating success, or in any other aspect of the life cycle. Now, if you read the definition of natural selection and insert the words consciousness and awareness and replace the words genotype and genetic constitution, you'll immediately get where I'm going with this. Also, if you consider the consciousness and awareness of the times we live in, it's easily another aspect of the circle of life, of the life cycle. Then you will see exactly my point. We're taking survival of the human race, and anyone reading this article who is curious about the times we are living in the search of truth, should see that being informed, aware, and conscious of the evil and oppression against humanity that we are under today is now the key component to the survivability of the human race. The survival of the human race. We go down and move this one more time. Ask yourself, if humans are conscious, created with a sense of morality, right versus wrong, and the sense of empathy not found in other animals, how can conscience not be a part of the equation that determines whether or not our species survives? The question then becomes, are we conscious creatures or not? And does that very consciousness appear in the equation determining whether we survive or not? The answer is absolutely yes. Consciousness is very much a major part of our survival equation. And since it is, let us consider three critical wars being waged against humanity that define the globalist agenda scenario, and three wars that if you can see and properly categorize in your mind for easy recognition could make the difference on whether you live or die. Before I begin, I want to say that the beauty of seeing these three wars is that it will help you categorize and identify the work of other activists and revolutionaries of our time. You'll be able to see whether these three categories are fighting for, and if your favorite activist is fighting for two of these three, or even all three, if nothing else. So, understanding these three wars being waged against humanity will help you simplify your understanding of the information wars we are currently in and it will help you more clearly to see the goals of the New World Order so that you can more easily pick up and choose how you're going to fight them. One of the most important things is that you can listen to any and everyone, but you're going to have to search out your direction. Your self-determining, sovereign direction. They taught us to be followers. They taught us to be leaders. And we need not to be any of those at all. A sovereign person needs no leader. Nor do they require anyone to follow. But there is a collective prudence that they understand that is essential for the sustaining of life. This is my own commentary. This is my own thought. If you're not building you, you're falling subject and you're falling victim to the very same society that you're fighting against. There needs to be a leaderless movement. The one that has to lead is the one is you executing your free will. How is that going to be waged? How is that going to be governed? Excuse me, I hate using that word governed. How is that going to be applied? And who is it going to benefit? Is it only going to benefit you by means of unmoral ways, criminal acts against humanity? And there are only a few crimes against humanity that you can really engage in. And do you know what those are? You should find out. Because a lot of the laws that they have established on this planet from the governments are no breaking of the moral laws at all. What they are the breaking of the controlling factors. So, this is so important, but I wanted to say that before we went on in this, is that you have to be completely careful of organizations, leaders, in all things. If you're not moving to where you're building yourself, and then building your family, and building your community, sincerely, you have to be careful in today's world. Because so many of the organizations that you see that are fully funded, 99.9% of them don't have your best interest at hand or at heart. Because they've been institutionalized by the system itself. You know all the big ones. You know all of the celebrity figureheads, their names, their history. Look at where they live. And look at who they hold court with, tells you everything. And I would just say this. Real brothers and sisters that are sincere in nature and the overall push for the global humanity, self-determination, self-determining direction, don't live long. They don't live long. Especially if they come up through the system in some way or another. Then when they turn their back on the system, they eliminate them completely. Because they know too much and they are a threat to the overall establishment that has been put together in years. This is an ancient art of control. So, let's go back to the article. Just wanted to say that. So now, let's examine the three wars being waged against humanity. Number one, the war against nation states. One, I'm going to just say in my opinion. There is no such thing as nation states. The whole nation state itself is the controlling factor. Like I said before, if you ever gotten into a plane and you looked out the window and able to see the landscape beneath you, you don't see any demarcating lines. Establishing or any borders, establishing by way of lines, national interests. because what you see is what the great creator God Almighty has made. That when you land and you go to a piece of paper, the first thing that you'll see, excuse me, is a map created by man. See, man creates nations. God creates planets that live and sustainably live in the universe and provide for the universe to live. There's a collective prudence. So now, but this is here, but it's some good things in here for us to learn. You can always take some good things out of, you know, some things that are, you know, misunderstood or questionable. This is my opinion. But let's go to what's good here. Now, it goes on. The first of these three wars being waged against humanity is a war against nation states. Interestingly, in the terms of political parties and the artificial left-right paradigm we are constantly promoting in America, the war against nation states is traditionally led by right-wing Republican parties, traditionally, that is, even though both the Democrats and Republicans deep down have very few differences. The outward war on nation states, at least the rhetoric, is traditionally spearheaded by the Republican Party. From the 9/11 false flag attack on America to justify the endless phony wars on terrorists, on terror, to the creation of Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the United States military, CIA and the Pentagon, ongoing foreign policies of endless wars on nation states. The Secretary of State Intelligence, the military brass have been systematically waging wars by spreading propaganda, arming proxy armies, waging psychological warfare in foreign nations, hiring mercenaries, trading arms with the enemies, and more for decades, all to facilitate the destruction of nations like they have in Iraq, Sudan, Yemen, Libya, Afghanistan, and now Syria. Anyone can read the neocons' PNAC plan and see the plan was in place long ago. Now, let me say something about neocons before we go any further. Neocons is nothing more than a politically correct way to say neo-Nazis. Plain and simple. Whenever you hear someone say that they're a neocon, they are a Nazi. This is why that Lindsey Graham dude is known as a neocon. Because that fanatic Nazi, if you look at it, he always wants to perpetuate his war and his war. Him and the other John McCain, who I like to call the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Not, maybe I shouldn't do that, but I say that because of the evilness of his heart. So it goes on. And anyone can see that the purpose of the NATO alliance is for the very purpose of conquering nation states globally. We all know about the ongoing illegal foreign wars, but you may be wondering what else is being implemented right under our noses to destroy nation states, much more subtle than the outward wars and invasions like the United States, like the UN's agenda, United Nations Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, Sustainable Global Living Plan. Move this down. These proposals are wars against the nation states. It is much more dangerous since it is being implemented by consent. Interestingly, this is where the battalion handed to the right wing Republicans, to the left wing progressives, liberals. Understanding what I'm about to say will help you see exactly how the ruling elite use the left-right paradigm to perfectly suit all agendas against humanity. So while the left is scowling and chastising the right about wars and aggressions of wars, they gladly picked up the baton and, under the dogma of the global warming lies, call for corporations and people to be responsible for the planet. This is why it is important to understand the deception behind climate religion. And it is vital role in not only undermining of the nation states, but the but the actual formations of the New World Order. Left-wing progressive dangerous carry a morality about the climate that frightens the rest of the world into the same way the right flaunts their morality about the Islamophobic and need for more war to destroy the evildoers. But both are wrong. Both are based in lies, and both please the ruling class, since both contribute to the destruction of nations, states, and ultimately to the creation of the coming global order, which is the end game goal. Both Republicans and Democrats have been given more and more power to transnationalize corporations with the illegal trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, that undermines national sovereignty. And we've seen the Obama administration open up the borders to illegal aliens under the left-wing morality of equality and refugee care. Immigration is just another way to destroy the integrity of a nation state. Again, we've seen how ISIS has been used in various ways to include inducing more immigrants and refugees into issuing them throughout Europe, the Middle East, and here in the United States. So that's number one. Number two, war against the individual. Can you move this now? War against the individual. It isn't enough that the ruling class are destroying nation states and using both the Republicans and Democrats to do it. There is a raging war against the individual and individual sovereignty. In the same way that the Republicans have traditionally led the way in the wars that destroy nations, similarly, the Democrats have been leading the way in the war against individual freedoms. The new presidential administration has waged war against the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, and individual rights like the Obama administration has. There have been over 160 mass shootings during Obama's term, and many of them are staged crisis actors, false flag shootings, and clear attempts to awkwardly and quickly blame gun ownership for the shootings. The attempts to destroy the Second Amendment have been so intense and shameless that now crisis actors throughout the United States have to worry about their safety and well-being as awkward Americans realize we have traitors among and criminals cashing in on the public sympathy over the death of supported loved ones who no one has even prove ever died or ever existed at any point. Article continues. The ongoing war against the individual has illustrated the powerful by the militarization of the police department and American police state. The police state flexes its muscle during the Occupy Revolution of 2001 as it has let up, and has not let up since. Hundreds of Americans are being murdered each year at the hands of police, who often go off easy for their actions. The state's Boston bombing event brought us lockdown, and now we're seeing today where a snowstorm, in some cases a blizzard that wasn't in New York City, can be used as justification for a travel ban, which is a type of lockdown where everyone is caught. If anyone is caught in the streets, can be fined or just walking in public. This is simply practicing for martial law. Since if someone wants to walk or travel in the snow, it is not up to the government to decide if that individual has the right in a free country. One problem there: you're not in a free country. What made you think that you ever was? See, you bought into that paradigm, and you bought into how they became free, which was by enslaving people. So you can't look at this from halfway truths. This is my opinion. So I'm going to go on here. Since the Boston bombing crisis actor stage event, we've seen numerous variations of lockdowns where almost any event is used today as an exercise for lockdown, including a criminal scene, bad weather, intelligence rumor of a possible bombing scare, or other events. Today, almost everything constitutes a state of emergency. And all of these events are opportunities for the state to flex its muscles, intimidate the individual of the public, and strip the individual of his or her right and sovereignty. Now, I'm going to say this. Very true. Very true. What you have here is the training of people how to respond. They train you under the misguided nomers that they're here to protect you. And it's done at the highest levels. See, while you're playing chess, while you're playing checkers, they're playing chess. While you're thinking that they have your best interest at hand, you're negotiating with the devil and his Sunday's best. The only thing that they needed to do to trick you was to put a suit on. That's why a man with a person with a gun in their hand is less threatening than a man or a woman with a suit and a pen. Because the suit and the pen is the generational killers. So, let me go on. We've all seen where parents have been losing their rights to determine what education their children will be exposed to and what medications their children will be subject to. Medical tyranny somehow has become the norm in just the last 7 years. Obama has been in office for the first time. We are seeing forced vaccinations and the ridiculous and the demoralizing of anyone who believes in medical choice of freedom. Then there is the depopulation agenda at play. One needs only to look up and see the daily and ongoing geoengineering chemtrails spraying of our skies and destroying the planet as a modification for food systems with cancer-causing GMOs, genetically modified agents. It is no wonder why the individuals are now dying at an alarming rate with cancer and many other diseases, while the pharmaceutical companies and medical industry complex cashes in on their sickness. So now, I'm going to hurry up and finish this. Move this down. The war against the individual has been intensified by the private banking system, the IRS, and the fleet. More than ever before, people are financially enslaved. Today, over 40 million Americans are struck with huge student loan debt. Many cannot afford to pay these loans, and none of them saw it coming. Many Americans are enslaved to these creditors who never had that money to begin with, but will harass, collect, and garnish your wages if you don't pay. Who's laughing now? Legislation to restrict travel freedoms within the United States have already been passed under the guise of being on the terrorist watch list. The state can now revoke your passport, and these travel restriction agendas is being furthered worked on IRS seeking to confiscate passports of travelers they determine owe a certain amount in taxes. As we see again in this year, 2016, the voters are non-essential when it comes to corrupt politicians. Systems can presently determine who the next president will be. Now, all have their individual rights to vote, but undetermined the way the Agenda 21 undermines the national sovereignty. Whereas we see in both cases, the outer shell remains in place, making people think that the function of nation states or the electoral process is still in work. All of these overtakers happen suddenly and slowly, which is why we must sound the alarm about the first two wars on nation states and individuals. Those are happening simultaneously in a coordinated fashion. As mentioned above, the two fronts is being waged by both left and right. For this reason, those that are still stuck in the left-right paradigm may find the truth seekers, libertarians, lovers, or conspiracy theorists may agree with them partially or some of the time on some of the issues, but not on most. That's because both sides intentions have truth at stake, to where they believe what they've been told as the greater picture. And neither political party wants to admit to the greater plan for a new world order, thus bringing us to the third possible most important war being waged against humanity, the war on truth. Move this down. The third war we are seeing manifest today being the most important of all of the wars, because it is an attempt to block the knowledge of the first two, and by destroying the messenger, it is the war on the truth itself and the search for the truth. Today we are seeing a growing attack on the search for the truth. As I mentioned in a previous article, we are now seeing truth seekers demonized and attacked to the point of losing their jobs, like Professor James Tracy, just for asking questions and confronting crisis actors about their claims, which, if proven to be lies, constitute a very serious federal crime. We're seeing the activist websites like the Memory of Hope blog.com have their PayPal accounts terminated immediately to the nature of their activity. I want readers to know that this is not an attack against the individual as much as it is an attack in the search for truth. Now more than ever, it is easier to brand someone as an extremist simply by questioning the mainstream media's breaking news. We saw that Sandy Hook traitors, Lieutenant Paul Benson, threatened truth seekers, Americans, from questioning the individual narrative of Sandy Hook. Quote, he was never indicted for the crimes against the freedom to ask questions and search for the truth. We also have seen where a book revealed that nobody died in Sandy Hook was banned by Amazon on the national-wide media. Here in Los Angeles, where I live, we recently saw a major truth group infiltrated, where suspects operating attempted to overtake the narrative of a group selling propaganda and official story lies about 9/11. When they were called out by the entire group, they kicked out the truth seekers from the group, including assistant organizers who were accused of disrupting their disinformation. The operatives then continue to reveal the new truth and such to condemn the ridiculous anyone and condemn or ridicule anyone who thinks that there is such a thing as New World Order, false flag, or global agenda. Move this down. I suspect that there was not an isolated incident in the mysterious coincidence that with the news of the former Talk Network host, Rebecca Roth, may have been fully exposed as the government planned to infiltrate 9/11 truth movements. The news that shocked many truth seekers, including yours truly, as many of us thought she was believable. You decide for yourself. None of this should surprise anyone who understands the war against the truth is the very real and most important one that's being ignored. There is already a plan in place to play and to criminalize anyone who tries to expose the New World Order or its players. The new line between activists and terrorists is getting thinner and thinner. Following the France false flag attack, we saw legislators in New York create a new division within the NYPD to deal with terrorists and demonstrators. When it's all said and done, the war against the truth in itself is the ultimate battleground by which all activists will be tested. Everyone has to decide what side of the truth they will stand and how far they are willing to go to stand for it. The truth will stand alone. Situations, understanding our differences. Now it's time to come together and understand each other, left, right, center, Democrats, Republicans, libertarians, and plain old truth seekers. I state that many times there is a huge difference between the truth movement and the libertarian movement. They often sound the same, but they are not the same. More than ever, it is important to understand each other. More than ever, we need this objective outlook. This is why it's so important to ask someone key questions before engaging in political discussions or current events issues. Try to ask the person, do you believe in objectivity? Or do you believe there is such thing as objective truth? When a person does not believe in objective truth, there is the first problem. It is important to get at someone that you know. It is important to get at something that you don't know and believe in from within the truth or some concept of what the truth is. You'll never reach a consensus for what is happening in the world. We discussed the left-right paradigm and how it involves the parties and purposely screws for the agenda of the ruling elite. Without both the left-right, the acknowledgement of this model is nearly impossible to get to the root of the problem we face. Okay, so this is, you know, he's just going to go on in, but I would add in this whole thing that the fourth part is the war against your free will and your harmonic energy. And the war against your energy is probably the most important one because it supersedes the truth. Because your energy creates the truth. Let's say that again. Your energy creates the truth. And it creates the truth from your standpoint. If you give energy to the truth, it will live. If you give energy to dishonesty, manipulation, enslavement, it will live. And it will become the truth. So where you place your energy is the most important thing. And I don't like to categorize us as any form of anything first and foremost other than the creation, the perfect creation of the great creator. And all of the things that we've been given the tools to deal with everything. It starts with us. And we must take an objective and we must take a collective prudence to everything. No longer can we have blind faith in the system because the system will do what it's supposed to do. The thing that has to happen is we need to dismantle what we've known the former to be. And it's going to take time and energy and commitment to that truth. And it has to become important to you. The most important step that any person can make is to liberate themselves back into their self-determining state that the great creator initiated you in. Some of us walked away from it. But many of us have been schooled and degreed away. And it's very important that we first work there because the heaven and the hell is created by our free will. Remember, you have the likeness to create. And so whatever you give energy to, you're creating that life. And one thing about creating life, you will impart from the energy that you create a free will to it also that you can't control. That's why it's so important that we understand who we are and how the system, how we've been totally captured. But the thing is that there is no institution that can free you. There is no key other than the one that you hold. And it's held deep within your harmonic frequency and your free will. Execute that key to free yourself first, and the whole world changes. There isn't anything any man can steal from you when you have an open hand. So, very, very important. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. We'd love to hear from you. Jump in on the conversation. Help my voice out, please. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. You may go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation, and now let's talk about what it is that's really important and how we can really invoke our own freedom. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#, 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And these two articles that we wrote, the two wars being waged against us, and from the Daily Bell, the bamboozling of bank runs go hand in hand. And it's so important that we understand and start to peel back this onion. You know, it's not a popular thing to ask the questions to the establishment. You know, so many times throughout school, throughout different relationships from work to organization, there's always one or two people that question everything, and those people are known as losers. Well, sometimes they are that way because their moral convictions supersede the surrendering of them that you may, or other people that actually have a problem with them. They do. They don't surrender as easy. They think past just what they've been told. They question what they find as evidence. And that's so important. Those individuals are actually people that are the true warriors and the true fighters. You may see it as that may be a nuisance or everything else. You know, a lot of people just like to get along and like to just go along with different things because it's the easiest thing to do. Because if you really look at the reason why the people that do that do it, just because it's non-threatening. They just want to be comfortable. They just want it to be easy. And if you really think about that from the standpoint of what has been pushed in our everyday lives, is that there has been the pushing for the perfect slave. Now, we're born into this, but it doesn't mean that we have to live that way. I like to put it this way. I was born in the ghetto, but I refuse to live like the ghetto. Love where I was raised, where I identified with, but I am not the ghetto. I was born there and I was raised there, but I don't live like that. It is not anything against the people. What I'm saying is the whole thing encompassing the evil plan that's behind it that holds that in place. I refuse to give in to that. And we all should. We absolutely all should. Because it's a design plan. And there's a reason why the ghetto exists. There's a reason why there's a disenfranchisement. There's a reason why there's a disparity of the treatment and the disparity of the wealth. And there's a reason why there's a disparity of the opportunity. Because that's what the system needs. That's the real ghetto. That is the real impoverishment. That is the deceit and the great liar and the great deceiver. And it's important that we identify these things so we can start to look to see how deep and how severe and what is our true critical state. Because if we don't know our true critical state, then the only thing that we're going to do is get health care instead of getting health cures. Instead of getting the cure for what ails us, we're just going to get care for it. And that care for it is only going to continue to push the propaganda, the agenda of the pharmaceutical, prison industrial complex, medical industrial complex, military industrial complex, government industrial complex, the organized crime of the world. Let me tell you, they've instituted a well thought out and a well historical plan. They've been doing this for a very long time, longer than I've been here in physical form. Longer than you've been here in physical form. These are the ancient practices of enslavement. And at some time, and at some point, we are going to have to get a cure for the disease that man has created. And the only place you're going to get that cure from is from the earth, from the tree, from the herb that God Almighty has created to cure it. For every disease that man has created, God has an herb that will cure it. And we need to seek that cure. And that cure starts with you re-engaging who you really are and the power in which you have. You can dictate everything around you. You can move, physically move, inanimate objects. You can levitate them. You can move them out of your way. You can remove your fears. That is the greatest obstacle that you have. And you can cure yourself of the agenda that's been placed upon you by the cover of ignorance. All you have to do is seek it out. Just by you seeking, you know, Brother Braggs calls me from time to time. And he says, Dave, I don't know where I find this stuff from. Brother Davis, talk to Brother Davis, and he'll tell you. He doesn't know where stuff just comes from, he and Sister Davis. But see, they're in tune to it, so they accept it, and they're receptive, and they're like a magnet. It comes to them. Do the exact same thing with you. A lot of times, I don't know where stuff comes from. Say something one day and say that this is going to happen on this time, this, you know, in this time frame around about here, and this, and it happens that way. Not because you're a prophet, because you seek. You have your receptors finding, your energy goes out and seeking that type of truth. And it comes back. Now, is there a misunderstanding of truth? Is there some falsehoods, some traps in it? Yes, but see, the thing about that is that I understand something, because before the Book of Five Rings was written and I wasn't even born when it was, I still knew about it back then. Because one of the principles of the Book of the Five Rings, Maya Moto, tells you, be captured so that you can escape. Why? So that you can see how powerful you are. That there is no jail that can hold you. There is no enslavement that can control you. There is no chain that can bind you. There is no threat that will reach your knees. Now you move into where you start to think as a warrior. And I always like to say, a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks of, because a soldier only takes orders, while the warrior designs the plan for success. And this is who you are. There's no difference between you, Brother Davis, Brother Braggs, Scotty, myself. The only difference is that you have to want it. And those that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, listen to Tando Radio Show, definitely, you understand that. There isn't anything odd about you. You're not crazy. The world is. And you're the abnormal one in the crazy world. And you should really cherish that. You should definitely, definitely cherish that. So now, we see all of these events from all over. What does this mean, and why is it so significant? It's significant because there has been a determined plan by a few people. They sought to enslave people at all costs, and look how far they've come. Even though it's taken them centuries upon centuries to work this out, to institute these things. But what it was what happened was that because of their self-determination to do just that, look how far they've come. Admire who they are? No. But acknowledge the foes that they are, because they're very capable foes. That's one of the first things that you have to know. Because as my man Scotty says, the battlefield awareness, one of the first things that you have to be aware of is the capabilities of the enemy you're fighting. And sometimes that enemy may be lying within you, known as fear, doubt, low self-esteem. That is a self-destructive enemy that has been grown and nurtured inside of you. Guess where it started? It started in our homes in different forms. Then it was reinforced and magnified in our schools. Then society bred an energy that will continue to suppress it and to feed that cancerous mentality in us all. Think of how we all grew up. Think of the different people. Think of the different energies. Some people that would have been some of the nicest people in the world could have turned out to be what you have known as some of the most evil people and unloving people. There's a reason why. There was a dysfunction somewhere. And you can't tell me from all of the medical scientific studies that some people's tuning or some people's bodies weren't tweaked with by way of chemical inducing that would have an effect on their bodies even before they're even born. You don't think that's the truth? Think about Agent Orange. Think about the Gulf War Syndrome, where people have exposure to chemicals and then their children are adversely affected with all forms of diseases, birth defects, conditions, autoimmune. Like I said, these people have been at this for a very long time. They've written a great book, a great franchise book, a youth rock, on how to manipulate human enslavement. They've become the masters of it. So, what is it that you need to know? That you can escape from that. You have to. You totally have to. And you don't have to do it by the ways and the means that they say that you have to do it. You don't have to march from California to Washington. You don't have to write an elegant speech and have mics in front of you. You don't have to have an entourage. You don't have to have the mainstream media exposure. So many of us are warped in our thoughts on what's best for our people. We continue to look at what has been made popular through the mainstream media propaganda and not realizing that this is just further embedding us to this. The real march for freedom is a military one. There has to be a battle. There has to be a battle in order to win the war. And it's not the one that they keep making and placing in front of us. One of the things I always say is that if we continue to drive on the freeways that they pave, they will go in the directions that they want you to travel. At some point, you're going to have to get out of the car, pull over, get off of the freeway, get out of the car, and walk in what the great creator, God Almighty, has created. And you'll notice something. It's multidimensional, and you can go in different directions. It has no road. It only has a path that is blazed by you. The power of you. And it has to be sensitized in the right way for it to work for you. So important. And, you know, it's one of those things we look at how deep everything is, and you have to really think about, wow, you must really be, and I must really be really important, because they put all this destruction in front of me. They put all this destruction in front of us just to control us. It must be something that they want that's so valuable. And what they want is your free will and your energy. Because when they have that, they understand power. That is extremely powerful, because you're giving away your power. They don't understand the power of love. They just love power. And in loving power, they have an insatiable appetite for it. They will do anything to take it, when we should be doing everything to share it. To totally share it. This is why we're a class zero society. And the only way that we will ever move collectively and not individually, because there are so many, we're in a class zero society with a lot of people that have a class five mentality. There are so many, Scotty, Brother Brad, Brother and Sister Davis, you the listeners, It's just like the ghetto. You were born here, but you don't live like it. And that is a very powerful thing. Very, very powerful thing. And it's something that we need to share. Because all of the, everything else is mildly interesting. But the real thing is for your energy. And you need to do whatever it is that you need to do to move in that direction that your energy can actually be governed to, administered solely by you for the purpose in which you live by. Like we said before, a great friend of mine told me that their family member said, if you live your life for someone else, that other person has two lives and you have none. Time for us to take back our sole purpose in life, because it is ours. Okay, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Hope there was something that you learned. I totally enjoyed having you, and we will be back tomorrow. Also, if you are interested in the membership training that we have for $25, it is still going on. You can still sign up, and we'll place you in a class. The first group has had their class and is going to continue. If you'd like to join, you can email me at wolf6, that's the number 6, is WOLF, the number 6, PACK, the number 1, at gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And send me an email there, or you can text me, 951-790-8330, and we will put you in the class and get you going. And in this class, you will learn, we'll have the precious metals class. You will learn the intrinsic value of precious metals, why they're so important. You'll learn how to leverage them. You'll learn how to gain interest off of them. You will learn the history of it. You will also be given preparedness classes. Extensive preparedness classes is a membership that you can leave at any time if it's, you know, not something that you want to engage in. And I doubt that you will, because the information is very well put together. And it is definitely something that you, one of the things that you, only thing that you have to do is come with an open mind to learn something. And once you do, the light will go off and you will actually be engaged, and it will actually trigger something that you may have not known, but you may have first heard, but you've never not known. It's always been deep inside of you. It has just been suppressed. Great, great class. We got the first group, great, great group. Looking forward to working with them. So, okay, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening. And once again, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. Much love and much respect. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.